The Day's Markets. Understanding the moves and making smarter investment calls.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by Otto 1890's David Shapiro to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. So the peace deal was another taco trade?
I actually think it is a... It will be a taco trade. I don't think this is going to carry through. I think this is a lot of threats. And the markets, yeah, it's responded. Oil prices picked up a little bit. Trump is actually talking now as we speak in Turkey at Ankara. But I think that this will fizzle out. You know, I think these are just threats. But the market did respond. We came down quite dramatically on the fear that higher oil prices will push up inflation, will push up interest rates again. So interest rates go up, the market goes down. We're more severely affected than most of the other markets simply because we've seen gold and platinum reverse quite sharply. Losing that haven status. One would think with escalating tensions, people would turn to gold. But the problem is they're more concerned about the cost of holding gold. If interest rates go up, then the warriors holding a safe haven. So yeah, we came under quite a bit of pressure today.
Uncle David, I'm looking at all the markets and I can't really see any green across the board. I'm looking at equity markets, I'm looking at currencies, I'm looking at commodity prices beyond gold as well, silver shedding, platinum, palladium, all of the commodities coming under pressure. And if we look at, as I said, equity markets, everything from the Dow Jones to the S&P to the NASDAQ to European markets, nothing was in the green. The only thing that seems to be holding strong at the moment is the dollar index.
Because rates are going up, people are going back to the dollar, believing rates are going up. There was some kind of comfort, and we've got to go look east for that. In Hong Kong, Tencent was up quite strongly, and this is Asian tech stocks are beginning to draw in a lot of investments. Simply that they're adopting, Tencent, Alibaba are adopting AI, and Alibaba was up 10%. But why I mentioned Tencent up 3.8% today is that it's been on about a 5, 6, 7, 8-day trot, and that's helping Naspers and Process. So if you want to look for some green on our screen, a couple of stocks, Naspers, Process, and of course Sasol. But I mean, that's about 4 out of probably the 80 top stocks that I watch. So, but that is a positive area. Asia is starting to attract quite a bit of investment or investors into the AI trade. But as you mentioned, in the US, the Dow's under a bit of pressure. The semiconductor stocks are turning around a little. But overall, it is weak. And Europe, of course, with a lot of the luxury stocks, consumer cyclicals, as we call them, under a bit of pressure and worries about how this is going to affect tourism, how this is going to affect consumer spending. So, but let's see how Mr. Trump wakes up after tonight, probably a party in Ankara, whatever it is, and who knows.
Uncle David, how do we start to deal with the market this late in the year? We've had an elevated level of Trump volatility for the last 18 months since he came into office at the start of last year. We've seen it escalate even more now with the war that's been taking place in the Middle East over the last 4 months. But surely at this point, the market has priced in, to a certain degree, I suppose, the worst of the worst where it relates to President Trump.
I think so. I'm with you in this respect. And I think that the markets, yes, we had a bad day today. That's mainly because no one expected the news that came out and the sudden kick up in oil prices. But if we look at markets ahead, things are generally improving. And, I follow quite a lot of analysts. I follow what they say, especially after the half year. They review the first half and then look ahead. And if I had to summarize it, it's coming down to the fact that analysts, strategists believe that global equities remain attractive. And they say that macro conditions are improving, and also around robust earnings. Jimmy, the view for the S&P, for the S&P's earnings are that they're going to be up around about 25% this year. between, all right, I'm using the top end, call it between 15 and 25%. That's a big, big number. So that's going to be the driver. Look, it is the AI trade that is, you know, that is lifting it mainly. But in other respects, unemployment is still at the lowest level in about 15 months in the US. So those are the issues that investors are watching. Remember, we're in holiday season. This is December. People are not really interested in the market. They're going away. They'll come back at the probably mid-August, and we'll start to see this happening in September. A lot of conferences take place at that time when people come back to work, and that's where they launch new products and, you know, have a lot of talk around what lies ahead. So enjoy the summer.
Northern Hemisphere summer is always quite a weird thing to try and navigate. Uncle David, can we try and make sense of the interest rate conversation? You touched on the fact that that is what's driving the dollar index at the moment. I want to get your thoughts on how serious this becomes as a concern for investors if we start to see interest rate hikes, because 25 basis points here and there might be something that could move the market a little bit, but I suppose as it becomes sustained, then the concern starts to filter in. Mm. How serious does this become at the moment?
It's a serious conversation. It's a big worry, and it's right at the front of everybody's concerns or wall of worry. Especially now, if oil starts to creep up again, to me, it becomes embedded. What does embedded mean? It means that it's encompassed in a price. You know, you've got a product. You don't want to raise prices. You don't want to, you know, we've seen it, say, let's say with Microsoft and Apple and, you know, some of the, I'm just giving an example. Once they raise prices for a different reason, mainly because of the cost of chips. But I mean, if it's a cost of oil that's affecting you, you put up a price and your goods now become more expensive and you maintain that price. You don't bring it down. You try to hold off as long as you can raising that price. But once you're forced to do it, it becomes embedded. And that's the big worry, that this inflation becomes embedded, you know, in the systems and you can't reverse it. So it's a big concern. And Warsh is he's conscious of this. So the markets in the US are beginning to build in, you know, price hikes, rate hikes this year. And we're hoping that this doesn't happen. So, yes, you know, it is a big issue. I think the markets are beginning to absorb it and adjust to it. So it's still AI which becomes the, you know, the main driver of equity markets. It's still a lot of the spend taking place, a lot of growth there. And, you know, it's even though they're going to pay higher for the borrowings, I still think this is, there's a lot of energy still left in that side of the market. But don't, you've got a very valid point to discuss.
Lots of things to be looking at from a market perspective. Lots of concerns from market participants at this stage. We are obviously just at the start of the second half of the year. We'll see how the rest of the second half shapes up. For today, though, we'll leave the conversation on that note, knowing that the oil price is higher by a little over 8%, and hope that this doesn't hold. Thanks so much to Otto 1890's David Shapiro for joining us to take a look at markets and share his thoughts.